His assembly so sad. Benza wa kumusina. Bengis me sel. Bengis me sel.
Sambumi with Izulu on Mpumalanga's Rise FM. We are continuing to play you the best music in Mpumalanga. And right about now, it is time for us to welcome Sis Connie into the show. And this is for Spiritual Awakening for this beautiful Monday. Good afternoon, Sissy. Welcome once again.
Good afternoon, Sis. Good afternoon to Rise FM listeners.
Thank you for joining us. Our topic today is focus.
Yes, see, we are focusing this week. We've aligned to our previous topic last week, that people need to focus what God says.
Mm-hmm.
That is why many times, when God put in a position of leadership, he says, this is the book of law. He said it in Joshua 1, if you read verse 7 and 8, he says, this is the book of law. Book of instruction, obey it. Do not deviate from it.
Mm-hmm.
By turning to left, not to the right. Why, kid? Because God knows that whenever you turn to the left, not to the right, you are losing focus on that which is your purpose or that which you need to achieve.
Mm-hmm.
That goal that you need to achieve. Whenever you turn to the left, not to the right, it's highly possible that you will not achieve.
Mm.
And the Solomon and Moses transferred this knowledge that God has given them to anyone who cared to listen, including their children, because they have lived enough to see the benefit of focusing on this book of law and not turning to the left nor to the right.
Mm.
One is that when you focus, KT, you become successful. Yes, there are challenges along the way. But if you don't focus on the challenges, but to that which who, to that one who has called you, you will succeed in what God has given unto you.
Mm-hmm.
People who focus, KT, they are result-based. They are not bitter. People who don't focus, they fail most of the time.
Mm.
And they are bitter and jealous because they focus on what is happening around,
mm-hmm.
on what Kid is doing, on what Connie is doing, not on the business of the day. They don't keep what is the main thing, the main thing. They deviate.
Mm.
So I'm saying to Rise FM listeners, let's be optimistic. Let's always be positive and focus on what God has put in as that goal, that purpose,
yes.
that thing that is bothering your spirit. Focus on it. He says, oh, David, Uti, if God says, I will guide you along the best pathway for your life.
Mm-hmm.
Out, for your life.
Mm-hmm.
Call unto me, I will guide you. He says, I will advise you and watch over you. God is not a coward. He doesn't advise and fold arms and watch you falling into a ditch.
Mm.
He advises you and watch over you. Whenever you want to turn to the left, to the right, he will remind you through his spirit.
Yes.
So I'm saying to Rise FM listeners, let us be like, let's learn from nature. I spoke about a lion. Lion will never eat grass. Even if it will not rain and it can be dry in the Kruger,
mm-hmm.
it rather dies than eating the grass. So let us not turn to the left, but to the right. Let's focus. People who succeed are people who focus.
Mm-hmm.
But people who are bitter, who are depressed, are people who don't focus on the bigger picture. They are focusing on small things.
Yeah.
Thank you, Siski.
Thank you so much, Sis Connie. We really, I personally enjoy that. And I hope our listeners did as well. And we took it in and we are going to use it. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Amen, Sis. Thank you.
Amen. Yes. Spiritual Awakening with Sis Connie. Going to be looking at your comments that you have shared with us on our Facebook page at Rise FM 943 in just a bit.